ground.
In those days, they called it somersault. Oh. And now they call it the flip.
The flip. Mm-hmm. That's a shorter word.
Mm-hmm.
And after you, after someone would grow up into the teens and become interested in, well, say a boy becomes interested in a girl and meet her at church, indicate that he would like to know her better, how would he ask her if he could, you know, see her, or how does that,
He would, if he knew somebody that he, that knew the girl, he'd probably get to the girl through this person. Maybe, let me say, here's a young lady, and this young man wants to know her, and this this pal of his, another young man, knows this young lady. Well, then this young man who knows the young lady will tell her, I have a friend that would like to meet you. And he would introduce them, and he would, then the conversation would begin. That's what he would get started.
Mm-hmm. And if he wanted to take her home, how would he?
You want to know about the early days?
Yes.
Well, in the early days, we were going to take her home. Most likely, he was riding horseback. And he would ask her if he could have her company. They would, I mean, say, I believe the term was, may I accompany you home? And she said yes, because he would lead his horse and walk with her.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And he would spend until the evening, and maybe he would stay until early night. Then he would ride his horse home.
I see. And she would be known as his...
Well, they call them girlfriend, boyfriend. They didn't have the term fiancé and fiance.
I see. What are some old-fashioned terms for kissing? Do you remember how they used to joke about it?
I can't think of any old term for kissing unless they would call it smooching. They might have called it that. I don't know. I know I've heard that.
And if young people would fall into trouble, if a group of them would get into trouble, you'd say some older person would say, now, they ought to arrest the what? They meant the group?
They what?
When they meant the, you say, a whole group of children or young adults who get into some kind of difficulty, they might drink together or fight together, something like that. Did they ever say the police ought to arrest the gang or the bunch? Or the,
well, I don't know. And those back out there where I live, those youngsters didn't get into any trouble, you know, with police. And then at that time, there were no policemen around. We didn't even have city policemen.
Right.
Nobody on the highway and nothing. Oh, I think all that the only officer that was around was a sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, nothing ever developed serious enough to call him in.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't ever have that problem.
Did you ever hear that term, the whole bunch or the whole gang or something like that? It was a sort of a not a complimentary thing to say, you know.
Well, no, because in the area where I live, where I would go around, it was sparsely settled, and people didn't get close together. I mean, enough of to do any harm.
Sure. Hello.
Oh,
thank you.
Hello. No, he has, you mean since morning? Yeah, he has been back since morning, but it's around noon, shortly thereafter. He has been back since. Well, I don't know. Somebody from Deer Run came here and asked for him, and I believe he left on that higher Allison did. Well, he didn't know that because Allison called here just after he left and went with this other man going to Deer Run and asked about him. Evidently he hadn't seen. But he didn't say he hadn't seen him.